Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Let's get more now on the latest UK inflation numbers. The lower than expected figure in stark contrast to the report from the United States on Tuesday, which showing inflation coming in hotter than had been expected. We're joined in studio this morning by our senior UK economist, Dan Hansen, who called the number correctly, I should say, Dan, 9.9%. Take us through today's print then. What's the detail in this?
Well, morning, everyone. So, yeah, I mean, today's number is really about fuel prices. So it's a big drop in fuel prices that's pushed down on the headline rate. But I think the thing that a lot of people are going to look at is that core number. That came in a little bit hotter than expected. So that's sort of something for the hawks at the bank. But I think one other thing that we've looked at and we're focused on as well is that PPI, so pipeline pressures, appear to be easing a little bit. And I think that will eventually show up in the inflation numbers, but that's a sort of leading indicator. So that's a bit of good news as well. So I think on balance, it's a good news report, but I think at least thinking about how the Bank of England will look at it, that core inflation number will be something that they're worried about.
Yeah, thinking about negative surprises, there's the core number ticking up and being higher than was anticipated, Dan. And I was reading that some of that may be driven by clothing sales, and also Inditex out with a sort of from the macro to the micro, Inditex out with a robust report. How they're doing, of course, that's a global story, not just just the UK. But all adds up to, you know, some areas of the economy seeing that inflation pushed out from energy into other parts. And that's the same worry that we had with the US print.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, clothing and footwear specifically, that sits in the good side of the core basket. But I think something that's really worried the bank and economists looking at UK inflation is the increase in services inflation that we've seen. So it's really going fast now. It's up at 5.9%. If you think about the average we had for the series from 2000 to 2019, it's about 3.5%, a little bit below that. So we're well above the levels that you might expect to be consistent with the 2% inflation target. Now, part of that is to do with energy, because, for example, restaurants and hotels, they need to pay their energy bills, and that's going to be pushing into inflation. But it's also to do with the labour market. These are labour-intensive industries, and that's what's pushing up inflation in that sector.
Does, of course, the Bank of England's meeting next week, a week delayed because of the period of national mourning here in the UK, does this extra data move the dial for the Bank of England?
I think this one is a really difficult one to call. It's between 50 and 75. Our view is that what the government has done with the energy price cap has probably tipped it towards 50. And the reason for that is that the peak for inflation will now be far lower. So if you remember back to at the beginning of August, the bank was predicting about 13.3, I think, the peak for inflation they expected. And inflation will peak about 3 percentage points lower than that. And actually, the bank didn't take on this big rise in energy prices we saw over August. So potentially sort of 5 percentage points lower than the sort of forecasts that were going out at the end of August. So there's this big inflation surprise there. And I think that's the thing that will dominate the decision on the decision next week.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.